asthma rate in kids in Philly is more than twice the national average.
Molly Michael, a South Philadelphia field organizer for Moms Clean Air Force, was among more than a dozen advocates who gathered outside City Hall for the release of the report by Penn Environment and the Frontier Group. Among the findings, transitioning to electric buses would save SEPTA and the school district a lot of money and significantly cut down on pollution. Penn Environment's Kelly Flanagan says the report also suggests ways to pay for what would certainly be a costly turnover.
The state is receiving $118 million as part of the Volkswagen settlement.
SEPTA is in the midst of installing more than 500 hybrid buses and a pilot program to roll out 25 all-electric buses. I'm Paul Kurtz, KYW News Radio.